what happened when you woke up on the morning of September 11th?
I remember waking up because I heard my roommate talking to, I'm assuming his parents on the phone, and I didn't really understand what he was talking about, I think because I had no context to put it into. So it wasn't until like a half hour later that I turned on the TV and actually saw what was going on.
What were some of the thoughts that were going through your head? You know, how were you reacting?
Well, I mean, I called home, yeah, just to touch base with my comfort zone, because this was just such a jarring experience. You know, one, I'm one of the first few days away from home, you know, for the first time in my life, and then this horrible national tragedy.
Did you have this immediate idea that everything had changed?
In some way, yeah. You know, I know for me personally, I hadn't given much thought to how the rest of the world viewed us. I just, you know, assumed that everyone thought we were great, which was, in retrospect, pretty naive. And to see that there was people that were willing to go to this length to try and hurt us, and then to see on the news people around the world that were actually happy that this had happened to us, it took me by surprise.
And what about class?
It was a little difficult because you're starting these classes with people you've never met before, so you already have that type of anxiety. And then there's, you know, this huge picture that's going on in the background that that first day I feel like we didn't really talk about. And I don't know if we just didn't know how to talk about it at that point. I mean, it was just still so fresh and it was still going on. You know, no one knew what to think. We didn't know if, you know, everything's over, we're safe now. But then over the next few days, the school, you know, they had counseling sessions and they had candlelight vigils and they had different events that you could go to really talk to other people that if you wanted to and just see what other people were experiencing.
And did you feel like your experiences were similar to your fellow students?
For the most part, I think they were, because at that point we'd all lived the same story of going to high school and then going to school. But I know for me, it was, you know, it put a lot on my mind. For, you know, a couple months prior to that, I'd really been looking at joining the Army to help pay for school. I wanted to start off doing Army Reserve because I wanted to finish my education. So I definitely had people that were, you know, living in the same dorm as me coming up and saying, oh, because they, you know, I talked to them about the fact that I might be joining and they said, oh, you know, you really shouldn't do this and we're going to be going to war and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I had to think about what it really meant for me to be joining, because it was definitely going to be different than what I had originally imagined. But it sort of cemented my desire to join because, you know, there was immediately afterwards kind of this huge wave of patriotism that went throughout the whole country. And I felt, since I'd already given so much thought, that to change my mind now would be the worst option.
When did you ultimately end up signing up?
It was the 22nd of September, so a little less than 2 weeks later.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, I finished out my first semester at PLU. And then in January of 2002, I went to basic training and went back to PLU, and I finished one more semester. And then in January of 2003, I was deployed to Bosnia for 7 months. After I came home, I actually moved out to Seattle for a little while and didn't get right back into school. It actually took me a couple years to get back. And I think at that point, I just wasn't entirely sure where I wanted to go with my education.
Why do you think that you never got deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan?
I think for me that it was just kind of timing. You know, I went on this mission when my unit needed me, and it never really came around again that they needed my job. Because there was only a few years after I got back that I actually would be deployable, because I ended up back at PLU in 07, joining the ROTC program. And as soon as you join that, you're moved out of a deployable status, because you're the most important thing there is that you complete the program and complete school.
And how was it returning to school?
It was a little different because the, you know, no one that had gone to school with me was there. And I was a little bit older than the average age of people in there. You know, it was my sophomore year. But I still feel in the long run, really the way that I went was the best possible way I could have. Because now I'm in med school. And when I had my interview, you know, I was talking to people that had basically done, you know, their 4 years of school, maybe taken a year off and done something. And they were going into their interview and the interviewers were asking them questions that were just really scenarios, like, what would you do in this situation? So that's what I was expecting. And then when I went in there, it was a completely different experience. All they wanted to talk about was what I had been through since 18 to now. So I feel like that is really what got me in.
Do you have any special plans for the 10th anniversary of the date?
I actually have my Army Reserve weekend that day. So I'm not sure exactly what we're doing, but I'm sure there'll be some type of remembrance.